Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Scoot. It's a Monday afternoon. Really glad to be back with you. We'll talk about Sarah Huckabee Sanders. 1 year ago this month, she was kicked out of the restaurant, The Little Red Hen. No, I think it's just The Red Hen in Virginia. Has the restaurant lost business because they kicked her out? We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL. Yeah, and getting off the plane at the airport, I was greeted with the humidity. I mean, well, it hits you. It's like it literally mugs you when you get out. And look, you're not even outside. You're in the jetway. You're getting off the plane, which was air conditioning, and you're walking into an area that's air conditioning. But I mean, it mugs you. It was so nice to be in Portland for a week to escape the humidity. Anyway, just such a great time with my granddaughter. And son and daughter-in-law. And as you know, I enjoyed every minute of it, but there are not enough of those minutes. And for those of you who do live away from family, a son, a daughter, or a grandchild, or a parent, if you live away from a loved one, I know what it's like. You just do the best you can. But it was really a great time and a lot of fun. I have a pair of tickets to give away to the Michael Bublé concert, which is coming up Smoothie King Center July 17th. Listen for the Michael Bublé song today, which is Haven't Met You Yet. When you hear that, if you are the eighth caller to the contest line, 260-WINS, that's area code 504-260-9467, you win a pair of tickets, and we'll give away a pair of tickets all this week. Tickets valued at $146. The Rolling Stones are back on tour. They kicked off their new tour in Chicago Friday night, and Mick Jagger, 75 years old following surgery, just looks awesome. I'm not sure about Keith Richards dyeing his hair. You know, his hair was silver. And I thought, okay, well, you know, this is pretty appropriate. But I guarantee you that Mick and Ronnie Wood, I mean, they would be silver hair too if they didn't dye their hair. So I'm sure there's some dyeing going on in there. But anyway, I don't know. I thought Keith Richards looked great with his silver gray hair, but he has now dyed it brown. And that was a big topic of discussion on social media. So it was a year ago that the Red Hen restaurant owner asked President Trump's spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, to leave the restaurant. They refused to serve her. The Roanoke Times reports that Lexington's meals and lodging tax revenue records show steady business. And that this restaurant, because they kicked Huckabee Sanders out, the restaurant has not received negative publicity to the point where people are not going there. The same number of people are going. The small restaurant co-owner asked Sarah Sanders to leave the restaurant in June of 2018, last year. We talked about that. At the request of gay employees who objected to how Sanders defended President Trump's desire to bar transgender people from the military. So here's the question. Should political affiliation be a legitimate reason to refuse to serve a customer? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. But this restaurant did not suffer. And, you know, it's kind of a reminder that, you know, with all of the protests and all the boycotts that you hear about, you know, most of them don't work. Now, sometimes they do. I mean, there have been some changes when it comes to the NBA. And things like that, when they have threatened to boycott cities or states because of legislation. But you would have thought that so many people would have been upset that people would have stopped going to this restaurant. But then maybe there's some people that are proud that the owner kicked her out. I don't think that's a reason to kick somebody out of your business. If you're in business in America, then you don't discriminate. Now, you can have rules when it comes to a dress code. You can have rules when it comes to shirt and shoes and things like that. But seriously, I don't think you should be discriminated against because of your political affiliation. I mean, if you're in business and Hillary Rodham Clinton comes into your business and you don't like her, shouldn't you serve her? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, hello, Scoot. Dr. John is now playing for his number one fan, the man upstairs. Thanks, Richard in Mount Hermon. Another text says, thank you, Scoot, for playing Dr. John. Attended his private memorial service on Saturday. He was a friend of mine and will be truly missed, but always around because of his music and his spirit. Yeah, I mean, so many people believe that he really had this fascination with death, and so many people believe that he kind of had one foot on this side and one foot on the other side. So if he's on the other side now, let's assume that he's got one foot on this side as well. Janice, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I had seen a while back, you had a picture up of your granddaughter on Facebook. She is just precious. She is so adorable.
Thank you.
Really sweet little child.
Yeah,
she really is.
I try not to put too much, as much as I would like to share on Facebook because of the hateful trolls out there. I try not to.
Yeah.
I try to protect them and don't put too much up there.
Right. If you have a good reason not to do that, it might be for the best. Yeah. I know people sometimes tend to put a little too much out there, and they shouldn't do that. Now, I'm going to make this quick. I don't want to really, you know, I hate to have to get you off topic, but I'm reading a book right now. It's called Tinderbox. And I, at the time, I was only like 18 years old, and I don't remember. I mean, it's been so long ago. But I looked all up about it, too, on the Internet and everything, and today is a very important day. We should all remember those lives, I think it was 39, that were lost in the upstairs lounge fire 46 years ago today. That was the corner of Charter Street and Iberville.
Yeah, that was such a horrific event. And Jess, I've got news coming up, but I appreciate you reminding us of that. You know, that upstairs lounge fire, it was a gay bar. And there was, in some ways, you heard stories that in some ways they didn't help maybe as quickly as they could have helped. There was a lot of discrimination because of the clientele there, which is really unfair. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. Yeah, it was last year, 2018, in June, that the owner of the Red Hen Restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, told Sarah Huckabee Sanders, bye, 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 told her to get out because she was President Trump's press secretary, kicked her out of the restaurant at the request of gay employees who didn't like the president's stance on transgender people serving in the military. So here we are a year later, and the restaurant's doing just fine. It did not suffer as a result of that. And a lot of people who offer to boycott or have these boycotts planned, we're going to boycott this place. You know, it's almost as if people think they have more power than they really have. And you would have thought that if there really was that strong of support for Sarah Huckabee Sanders not being kicked out, that this restaurant would have been boycotted. But maybe there are an equal number of people who go, hey, you know what? I'm for what they did. Or they simply like the restaurant, and regardless of who they serve or don't serve, they're going to the restaurant because they like the food. And it seems like that's really the bottom line. And that's what we miss so much today. We, you know, we get so caught up in political tribes that I think we sometimes forget that we're Americans first. And I thought it was wrong for the owner of the Red Hen Restaurant to kick Sanders out. I thought they should have served her. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Should political affiliation be a legitimate reason to refuse service to a customer? 96% say no. Only 4% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, welcome back. I don't like Hillary, but I would serve her, take a picture with her, and hang it on my wall. That is crazy. Your opinion. Well, my opinion is, yeah, you should serve people. I mean, if you're in business, you shouldn't discriminate because of somebody's political affiliation. Now, if you have a specific club that is based on ideology or based on some common denominator, you know, I can understand where you would not want to let everybody in. I get that. But I mean, if you're in business, just do business with customers. But it seems like some people are looking for ways to discriminate. And this goes on both sides. You know, the famous case of the baker in Colorado refusing to serve a gay couple that wanted a gay wedding cake. Man, just serve people. You're not going to be held accountable. If you're in business, you're not going to be held accountable by your God or by the government if you serve somebody that you disagree with. But, you know, that's kind of where we are. Here's a text that says, a restaurant should serve people that they don't care for. You just spit in their food when you serve them. Well, that's not very nice. I mean, does that really go on? I mean, does that really happen? If you're in a restaurant, have you ever known of a case where somebody disagreed with was in a restaurant and they did something to mess up the food? I mean, does that really happen? Because, you know, I'm a germaphobe already. So just the thought of that is driving me crazy. Here's a text that says, as a gay person, I don't agree with Sarah Sanders being asked to leave. As a gay person, I know what it's like to be discriminated against because of what I believe and how I feel about something. I would have hoped my peers would have been understanding and tolerable given what they have gone through. You know, a nice thought. I think the restaurant was wrong to kick her out, but isn't it interesting that that act, which got national publicity, has apparently not hurt business? If you would like to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Gentilly, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I hope you enjoyed your family. I know you did.
I did. I did.
Real quickly, a Dr. John story. My best friend, Bill Murphy, who died last year, he was in the same class with Mac Rebenack at Jesuit High School. And the way they hit it off, they were both eccentric, and they both started experimenting with drugs. And I attended Jesuit High School, and believe me, you need to take drugs to go through that school. Anyway.
Wow, Jesuit?
Yeah, I went to Jesuit High School. Yeah, I'm very ashamed to admit it because I hated that school.
I didn't like East Jefferson, but East Jefferson is a better high school today, apparently, than it was when I was going. And maybe there are reasons you didn't like it, but Jesuit does a good job educating a lot of students.
Jesuit High School is a very good school. I'm saying at the time that I was there, it was very painful. Bill and Mac, they hit it off immediately. And they became fast friends. They spent a few years together, and all of a sudden, Mac was gone. Apparently, he was kicked out of Jesuit, and he missed his friend. Well, years later, at I think it was a dinner party or something, some celebration where Dr. John was playing, and Bob immediately knew who that was. Not Bob, Bill. Bill went up to Dr. John and said, "Hey, it's me." And Dr. John, as humble as he was a very humble. He wasn't Mr. Rockstar. He had a great outfit on, and he hugged Bill for like 5 minutes. And then Bill told me the story over chessboard, and I knew that Bill was telling the truth, that he really loved Dr. John, and he was good friends with him. That's the last thing I want to mention about that, because I want him to rest in peace.
Yeah. Justin, I appreciate the call. That was one thing that really stood out in my mind and in my heart at the private ceremony Saturday afternoon at the Orpheum, is the people who talked about their friendship with Dr. John. And, he didn't say a lot, but he really did have a tendency to really bond with people. And in so many ways, he was just such a very special person. Here's a text that says, where's this text? Ravelry, a social media that sells and trades sewing, crochet, and knitting designs, has 8 million users. Just banned all users that show any form of support for President Trump, calling them supporters of white supremacists. Aren't we looking for ways to judge each other? I mean, aren't we looking for ways to discriminate? And that shouldn't be. Let us have our different opinions. You have your opinions. I've got my opinions. But man, when it comes to doing business in America, why can't we just serve everybody? Yeah, and I remember the battle for civil rights. I mean, I was a young kid, but I was still sensitive to the idea that, you know, there were separate bathrooms and separate water fountains for blacks. And I remember asking my dad, "Dad, why is that?" And honestly, I don't remember what my dad said. But whatever he said, it still didn't make sense to me. And I don't think my dad thought it was appropriate. I mean, my dad was old school, and my dad was, a white suburban Republican. So, I don't know. I don't remember what he said, but whatever he said, I still didn't think it was a good idea. So I am sensitive to that because that was, part of my life growing up. But I don't know. I think we're looking for ways to discriminate. And this, all of this is something we talk about often. All of this centers on this idea that we are not Americans first. We are Republicans and Democrats first. And this goes for the politicians as well. And we're Americans second. And it should not be that way. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we will talk about the loss, the passing of Dave Bartholomew, who many say actually invented rock and roll. And Dave basically discovered Fats Domino, and this was one of the many songs he wrote for Fats. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be back on WWL. Well, that's what they told Sarah Huckabee Sanders about a year ago, last June 2019, the owner of the Little Red Hen restaurant. Actually, it's just, I say Little Red Hen. It's the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. They wouldn't serve her. They refused to serve her, kicked her out because she works for Trump. And some of the gay employees objected to her being served because she defends Trump's desire to bar transgender people from the military. Was that a good reason to bar her? Should that kind of should that kind of attitude prevail when it comes to deciding who you serve and who you don't serve? I think it's wrong to refuse to serve somebody. If you're in business, you shouldn't go out of your way to discriminate against somebody you disagree with. I mean, in theory, just in theory, that goes against the spirit of the country that you live in. Now, legally, I guess you can do it legally because Republicans and Democrats are not a protected class. So I guess it's legal. But just think about it. I mean, if you call yourself a true American, how could you call yourself a patriotic American and refuse to serve somebody like Hillary Clinton, for example? If you call yourself a patriotic American, how could you refuse to serve Sarah Sanders? You might not like Donald Trump, but if he comes into your restaurant, you wouldn't serve him because of his political policies? From Algiers, Isabel, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. I completely agree with you. I own a business, and my goodness, we could not be in business if we started to talk about political views. I mean, that's like religion. You just, that's personal. You don't talk about it.
I agree. And then when it gets to the point where, well, I'm not serving gays because I disagree with their lifestyle. Well, if you are such a devout religious person, then why aren't you checking on what you perceive to be the sins of everybody else that walks into your restaurant? I mean, you're serving other sinners. You're a sinner. So what, you're not going to serve this group because you think they're sinners because their sin's worse than other sins? I just think it's absurd.
I mean, it's wrong morally and it's wrong business-wise. It's double wrong. My husband and I completely disagree about, the current president. Well, so what? We still love each other. It's to each his own.
Well,
I mean, that's why
I
became
so a
citizen. You embrace, like you said. I mean, it's freedom. You're free to feel the way you feel.
What is your country of origin?
France. Yes.
How was the process of becoming a citizen? Was it as difficult as people say?
That was 40 years ago, so maybe it's changed. It was hard. The questions, I remember the immigration test, it was difficult, but I passed. But later I realized a lot of born citizens really wouldn't be able to answer these questions.
No, they wouldn't. And I think that's really very ironic and hypocritical that a lot of people who are critical of immigrants, they couldn't pass the test. And they want people to know more about America than they do. I would think that if you live in this country, you would want to know enough about it to pass that test. Although I got to tell you, I think I would even have to study because I've gone over the test, and there's some difficult question. Some are really obvious, but you'd have to learn about the country.
Yep. I know, I always tell my kids and grandkids, they have to be proud to be born here. It's so much easier to just be born here.
Yeah. Isabel, I appreciate the call, and it's nice to hear that a business owner is not going to judge somebody because of their political affiliation. Here is a text that says, small restaurant, small amount of fruitcakes live nearby to keep it going. Well, I mean, maybe that's the case. So should they have kicked Sarah Sanders out? I mean, their business has not suffered. And that's what the Roanoke Times, a newspaper in Virginia, found out when they went back and looked at revenue records. And they found out that business has been steady and hasn't gone down since last year. So kicking Sarah Sanders out, refusing to serve her at this restaurant in Virginia, did not hurt business. But should we be refusing people based on their political affiliation? And if you owned a business, if you owned a restaurant, and a political figure that you totally disagree with walked into your business, would you serve them? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Text is 870-870. Well, you know, we are free in this country, but I don't think we should be free to discriminate. And I mean, I guess to some degree we are, but it doesn't mean that we have to think it's okay. It's all right to call it out. All right, a song was released on this day in 1972 that became one of the anthems for the women's liberation movement, the burning bras and the Equal Rights Amendment and all of that. We'll play that song for you coming out of this break on WFUL. This song, I Am Woman by Helen Reddy, was released on this day, June 24th, 1972. And you know, this became one of the anthems for the battle for equal rights for women and the fight for the Equal Rights Amendment, which never did pass and become a constitutional amendment. It also became the theme song for the Women's Lib movement, when women were removing their bras and going braless, which I totally supported. Totally supported that. In fact, my wife at the time, I don't know, she still lives here. I probably shouldn't say this, but, well, she didn't actually burn her bra, but I encouraged her to follow the trend. And I thought it was cool. Anyway, we're talking about a year ago this month, Sarah Sanders was kicked out of a restaurant in Virginia, and business has not suffered. Carl, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Carl, I'm going to have news coming up pretty soon, so I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get your thoughts in.
Well, basically, I wouldn't do that. I think that wouldn't be right to do that. But what I would do is, if Stephen Colbert came into my restaurant, I wouldn't serve him. And I might even slap him. Because, you know, that late night TV, every time he's got a first monologue, Trump, 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 Trump. And I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the insults to the president. And the people in the audience, they laugh. And it's not even funny.
If his goal is to get you to watch, and you're watching because you seem to watch it all the time, because you know, well, how do you know?
Okay. No. Hey, listen, you got a break coming up, but you don't put words in my mouth.
Well, you're the one. Hey, Carl, dude, you're the one who's telling me about what's on the show. And by the way, if you walk up and slap somebody like that, do you like the taste of prison food? Do you?
Listen. That's not what I said.
Well, what you said was you'd go up and slap the guy, and you might end up in jail. And, you know, they don't serve your choice of cuisines in jail. You have to get prison food, and you have to eat it. See, this is why this world's scary, because of people like that. They're so intolerant. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.